Now, I want to ask you about, you mentioned some of the animals you had on the farm. What did they call the male cow? Now, do you remember when they didn't used to like to say that in the presence of women?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Wouldn't say that at all.
What would they say instead?
Stag.
Uh-huh. Is that right? Uh-huh. That was for a bull. Now,
yeah.
What did they call what did they used to call a male sheep?
A ram.
Uh-huh. But they didn't want to say that in front of women? Did they have a special name for that?
Buck.
Uh-huh. And then... what about a male horse?
Stud.
But they didn't say that in.
Oh no.
What would they say instead?
They'd say a stud.
But they didn't want to use stud in the presence of women.
Oh no. Well, men had to respect for women.
Sure, sure.
They don't anymore.
How do you feel about that? Go ahead and tell me.
Well, I just feel that women lost their all characters they had.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a disgrace to the ones that's trying to live right.
Uh-huh.
The way they dress and the way they act.
Uh-huh.
You never seen a woman smoke. Uh-huh. You never seen her dress like she does now.
Uh-huh.
You never seen her carrying on like drinking or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Back in my young days, it'd have been more of a disgrace for me to show my elbows and it is not for women to show their knees.
Is that right?
Of course, I always wore my dress above my knees.
Uh-huh.
And I do yet, and I aim to, as long as I wear a dress.
Uh-huh.
I think God said dress indecent, and I don't think the way people dress is now that is decent at all.
Uh-huh.
You might not agree with that.
Well, I agree with a lot of what you say. I tell you, I think there's a lot to what you say about
it. There's reason and sense in all things.
Uh-huh.
Now, you put on them little shorts, hot pants, or whatever you want to call them. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Why, that's a disgrace to the woman generation.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can't make me believe nothing else.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to live for the Lord for 84 years, and I think he's been wonderful.
Do you watch much television?
Well, I watch a little, not too much.
I bet really you watch.
I just don't like to see nothing like that.
Because you don't watch much news, do you?
I watch the weather and the news tonight.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Whereas watching them old pictures, I ain't got no use.
Okay. You said that they would never use the word stud in the presence of a woman. I was just wondering if they had a, what would they call a horse then, a male horse?
Stud?
If they didn't want to say, or would they say stud in the presence of a woman or not?
I don't know.
I just wondered if they used something like...
I don't know. That is all I've got here, stud horse.
I see. Now, what kinds of kind of animals did you have around the farm for pets?
Well, dogs and cats.
Now, what would you call it? Just an old dog of a, you know, a mixed breed? Just not any...
I don't know.
Did you have a special name for a little dog that made a lot of noise, a yappy little dog?
Spot.
And if a little boy was by a dog, you'd say that little boy was
bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the expression he was dog bit?
Dog bit. Yeah.
That would be the same thing. Now I want to ask you about what did they used to use to plow with? When they did the plow, what kind of animals did they use in plowing?
But,